everybody ready for the story of Ma Perkins, America's Mother of the Air. A homely hometown drama. The true life story of a simple, plain, everyday woman. Ma to everyone who knows her. Ma to the whole town of Rushville Center. Ma's a widow with three children and a business to take care of. Business she's had to learn by hard knocks, but she hadn't been trained for the business world. It's the business of a lumberyard. Yes, a woman who has spent all of her life working in a house, cleaning, washing, and cooking, doing for her family, is left with a lumberyard. A man's business to run in a man's world. There's a chance for her to show what kind of a woman she is. A challenge. Nothing is too big for her to try. Nothing too small for her to do. With a heart of gold and a world of common sense, Ma Perkins symbolizes the millions of women who know and who prove over and over every day that it's not money or high position that count first, that bring real happiness in life, but what you do for others and what's in your heart. And so we meet her now for the first time, Ma Perkins in person. She lives in Rushville Center with her three children. Evangeline is the oldest. She's married to a blundering dreamer, Willie Fitz. They have a small son. Ma Perkins' second child is John, just home from college and now working in the Rushville Center Bank. And Faye is the youngest daughter, just 19 years old, romantic, eager for life, and tired, very bored with Rushville Center. Here we are now in the dining room of the Perkins home. Ma Perkins is having supper with John and Faye, who live at home with her. Well, there seems to be a little tension among the three at the dinner table. Ma is calling John down a little.
Just listen. Come on now, Fenway. Feel a need. Here's everything all ready for you.
Gee whiz, Ma, you got it.
All right, now go ahead and eat.
I think he's acting terrible, Ma.
Land of Goshen, two of you been living together for 20 years. Don't you get over fighting with each other yet?
Need yourself a good place.
Well, too bad if a fella can't have his meals on time. He's got nothing else to do.
There you are. He's starting all over again.
Well, maybe you don't mind, Ma, but I do. I suppose you figure it's all right for you to work all day at the lumber yard and then come home and fix supper, too.
Oh, John.
Something else to do. If not fair or fair. Gee whiz, that's all she's got to do, practically, is to see the supper's ready when we get there.
Well, you've got your supper. For heaven's sake, eat it and be quiet.
Don't you tell me to be quiet. Oh, yeah, I got it all right. After waiting for near an hour.
Oh, John, you're getting
children.
Well, it's true.
Isn't he the most vile-tempered man you ever heard, Ma?
Vile-tempered? You with Faye, you've got a lot of nerve saying anything. You've got nothing to do but to get supper ready for Ma and me, and you can't even have it ready on time.
Oh,
fellow works hard all day. He wants his meals when he's used to getting them.
Oh, you're just making a mountain out of a molehill.
Mountain nothing. When I'm supposed to eat, I want to eat.
Well, you're eating, son. You're eating.
Yeah, an hour late, that's all. You had to come home and get her ready. She didn't do anything.
Well, land of ocean, if I'd have thought she was going to be in such a hurry, I'd have been home sooner so they could have been ready on time.
Liz, I'm not blaming you, Ma. You're down at the lumber yard. You're busy. Stay, I'm blaming you.
Well,
why isn't she here to get supper ready? But I'd like to know. She's got nothing else to do.
Now, you listen to me, John Perkins. I'm not your slave. Just because Ma's been fetching and caring for you all your life, don't think that I'm going to get
shooty.
Oh, is that so?
Well,
all I'd like to do is to get my meals around here on time, that's all. Instead of you flying around all afternoon, why don't you get home on time so you can get supper ready?
The one afternoon that I go out...
Never mind, child.
Here's Ma, you just encourage you. You're the one that ought to be bawling her out, not me. You don't show up and you have to do all the work. Like you've been working all day down at the lumber yard, too. Have to come home here and fix supper. Not fair, she's getting off too easy.
Now, son, never mind. It's all right.
No, it's not all right. She's got a snap. Nothing to do all day but loaf around. The only thing she's got to do is to keep the house clean and see the supper's ready. How often does she do it? She doesn't keep the place clean and supper's always ready.
I won't stand this another minute.
Now, Faye, don't pay any attention to him. He's still fine.
Sure. Don't pay any attention to him. You just encourage your Ma, that's all. She ought to have a job she had to go to every day where she really had to work. I guess that'd change it.
I wish I did have a job, John Perkins, so that I'd be independent. So that I wouldn't have to listen to your constant
nagging. Now, you listen to me, Boosie. You've got to stop this fighting. I don't want any more of it, you understand? You're spoiling your suppers, and you're spoiling mine, too. Now, stop fighting.
He's impossible, Ma.
Sure. And you're the little angel that never does anything wrong.
Mercy sakes.
Well, what is it?
What's the matter, Ma? Think of something funny?
Yeah, I did. Thinking how funny it'd be if anybody's listening to us. Anybody'd walk in on us all of a sudden like.
How do you mean?
Mercy sakes, they hear you too. If anyone thinks we're a very happy family, you'd be surprised at it. It's all we did many times is bicker and quarrel.
Well, I certainly don't want to argue, Ma, but there are times.
We got no excuse for getting supper ready late.
Oh, for mercy's sake, now that I got to stop, don't start in all over it.
It's not fair to let Faye go on this way. She's in the wrong.
No more than you are.
Now, stop it. Stop it. Mercy's sake. You've been talking so much of it, it's getting cold. Next thing you know, we'll be complaining about that, and everything was piping hot.
All right. All right. That's just like women. Stick together. I might have known it. I guess I know when I'm left.
Sometimes, John Kirkland, you're just like the little boy you picked the Paul Bodley out the cookie jar.
Oh,
it's just the way you're acting now. It's like you wanted a cookie and I wouldn't let you have it.
All right. All right, I'm done. I won't say anything more.
I should think you wouldn't.
Well, gee, where...
They keep stealing at him alone.
Oh, all right. Where's the party, too?
Well, it was very nice, man.
Party? Is that why we didn't get supper
now,
till late?
Please, you're all done for. Things at a party, you can't expect you to break away and spoil
it. Oh, no, no, of course not. Don't make any difference if I have to wait for my supper or if you have to come home and do the cooking. That's what you're here for, and I don't count, that's all.
Now, Ma, if he doesn't
now,
stop...
Now, John, you leave Faye alone. Now, I know she's going to that party, and I said it was all right. I know he's going to make such a fuss, I'd have been home earlier myself.
I'm not blaming you, Ma.
Oh, please. Can't we forget about the whole business?
Sure, sure. Just forget about it. You're in the wrong, but that's all right. We shouldn't talk
now,
about it.
Now, son, keep staring at yourself. You shouldn't have been arguing long enough.
I'm not going to stay here another single day.
I see.
Yeah, well, where are you going? That's what I'd like to know. Where could you go? You can't do anything.
That's not true, John Kirkham. I could go up to the city. There are lots of opportunities for girls in the city. Oh, I wish I could go.
Did you see, John?
I wish I could go to the city. Perhaps I could do something there. There's nothing for a girl in Rushville Center. It's just a sleepy, soggy town.
Oh, you wouldn't want to go away from home.
I wouldn't, Ma, if I thought it meant I might amount to something.
Don't worry, you won't.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'm going to go, John Perkins, and you can't stop me.
Please.
Oh, I'd love to, Ma. I'd love to go to the city. I was talking to Don Wallace about it. He told me to go.
Don Wallace? Who's he?
Oh, he's a young doctor, son. You know, the one who's working at the doctor's center.
Oh, yeah.
He's going back to the city. That's where Faye was the first name of the party from that Mary Wilson.
He says I'm just wasting my time here in Rushville Center. He says I'd have more chance to do things up in the city. Oh, man, I go, Ma. I'd love to.
Mrs. Fitzgerald, I don't know what to say. You going to the city? Why don't you get along?
Oh, I could find work. I'm not afraid of that.
There's millions of guys starving in the city.
Well, I wouldn't. Don promised to help me if I ever came up. He's got friends, people he could introduce me to. And I could find work. I know I could. I could do office work.
Anybody that'd hire you to do office work would be crazy.
That's not so, John Perkins. You think you're the only one around here that's any good.
You doing office work. Well, you'd be afraid of getting your hands dirty.
I would not.
No, I'm sure you know. Keep your fight and all this.
Oh, man, I go, Ma. Man, I go.
Mr. Shakespeare. I don't know what to say. I hate to even think of you going on.
When we went down to the station to see Don off, I said to myself, I'm going to be on that train someday. I'm going to the city. I'm going to get ahead.
One of these women that wants a career, huh?
Well, you certainly can't do anything in this stodgy, pokey place like Rushville Center.
You don't know when you're well off. At least you get a few square meals every day and a place to sleep. I guess there's thousands of girls in the big city that are pretty close to starving.
I wouldn't starve.
Oh, I see. You're a whole lot different than the rest of them, huh? I don't think.
Oh, don't pay any attention to him, Ma. Can't I go?
My land, child, are you really serious about this?
Yes, Ma. Yes, I am.
She was down to see the railroad station today, and she saw the train pulling out, and so she thought she'd like to go somewhere else, too.
That's not true. I want to go up to the city. I've wanted to go for a long time. Can't I go, Ma?
See?
Say yes, Ma.
You sure you're serious?
Of course, I want to go.
Oh, just think it over for a day or two.
Oh, I've made up my mind, Ma.
Well, listen. You and John go out and get the dessert now, like you're
sure. Oh, yeah.
Look. Yeah. I've been seeing things for a long time.
Yes, Ma, that is a hard decision to make. Your own little girl, little thing, wanting to go to the city. It's a mighty big moment in her life, Ma, and in yours. The moment that every mother has to meet sometime or other. Folks, should Ma let her daughter leave home for the city? A new life, friends, new surroundings, and maybe new temptations? Or should she keep her here by her side at home, close to her for a few more years at least? What will Ma do? What would you do in this case? So listen for Ma Perkins tomorrow at the same time, America's Mother in the Air. A mother with one married daughter and her two youngest children, John and Faye, who are still living in the home she's trying to keep together. A mother with all the joys and sorrows, heartaches and triumphs that only a mother knows. You love Ma Perkins every day, as thousands of other women have already learned to love her, to live through her life with her, to learn wisdom, contentment, and happiness from her and through her. Now my time's up. So be with us again tomorrow to know what Ma decides about Faye going to the big city. And remember the theme song, for that's the symbol of our own Ma Perkins, America's Mother of the Air. Until tomorrow, at the same time, this is Jack Murphy saying goodbye.